I started by asking her if she'd ever witnessed Trump being hot-headed or even bad-tempered.
He got very, very angry. He often lost control. I mean, I think one time he got so angry, he pulled the door off of an armoire in the Plaza Hotel and threw it to the ground. He was not happy with the quality of the furniture that Ivana had bought to put into the hotel rooms at the Plaza. And he was so angry, he pulled the door off.
So he's sounding needy. He can be aggressive. He can be difficult. How fit is he to be a president?
I don't see him as presidential material at all. And he knows nothing about politics. He doesn't seem to even have a grasp of basic civics, the way that the laws work and the way he talks about how he's going to enact certain laws. And he doesn't understand what presentment is and the balance of power. He just doesn't really know what he's talking about. But all that aside, he doesn't have the temperament. He is not a measured person. He doesn't take the time to think things through. He reacts instead of responds. And I believe that he does not surround himself with people who are going to give him advice. I think he's going to surround himself with people that tell him what he wants to hear.
I have to put to you, you will be aware of the stories that have been circulating and this extraordinary way that he once said to a TV host of how he greets women. When you heard those stories, how did you react?
I did take them with a grain of salt in terms of the fact that I know that he has ogled a lot of women. He's leered at women. I know that the reason he hired women, or he hired me anyway, was because he thought I was a killer. And he had this theory, I believe, that women work harder because they constantly have to prove themselves. And he was probably right. He certainly was right at the time when
he hired me. So that wasn't sexual? You as a killer, that wasn't a sexual thing. That was you as an aggressive go-getter, right?
Yes, and that's what he thinks of, it was sort of like a gender thing, you know, because I was aggressive and because I was self-assertive and because I didn't take any gruff, he immediately called me a killer, and I'm anything but a killer. But he had this perception of women and what they are like, and he has this idea that men are better than women, but a good woman is better than 10 good men. He even said that to me. And I think he liked to surround himself with very strong women because he always felt he was superior to them and there was no competition, no matter how good they were.
And I have to ask this question. I apologize if it's unsettling, but did he ever behave inappropriately towards you in any way or intimate anything in any fashion?
He said some things later on when I was working for him that I didn't like in front of me, not to me or about me, but in front of me, talking about other women and things like that.
So I'm going to now say three words, and Barbara, I want your immediate reaction the minute you hear, the second you hear these three words. Are you up for that?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. President Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Never. It will be a total disaster.